2GO Breakfast with Mandy and Rob Palmer.
I've been loving the block on NBN 9 at 7 o'clock every night. And this week was formal living room week where Mitch and Mark, the granddads from Bondi, decided to serve up martinis at like 7 o'clock in the morning. This is a bit of audio from last night.
It's a good time to have a drink actually in the morning. I think if you ask any of the contestants right now, could they go dirty martini? I think the answer would be yes. How good is a dirty martini?
Oh, we do love a dirty martini here on the Mandy and Rob Palmer Breakfast Show. It's time to welcome them to the show. Mitch and Mark, hello.
Hello, man.
Morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you? It's martini hour.
It's martini hour here too. Fabulous. I've got the olives.
Very good to hear. Hey, congratulations on a stellar room reveal on the show last night.
So good.
Thank you.
Thank you. It came up great, didn't it? And we got another second. Yay.
I know. You're not happy about that. Now, I know you lost to Elise and Matt. Did you think you had it in the bag? I mean, those orange velour curtains, I thought those alone would have won it for you.
Well, we kind of thought we should have won, but we won the people's choice, so we're going to go with that because we're going to take whatever winning we can conjure up in our head.
Take that. It's like the Guzzler Award.
What was that, Mark?
Elise was so excited because that had a rough week, so, you know, they got a win. We love them.
Yeah. Oh, you're very diplomatic about it. Oh, and I have to say, you two out of all of them are the ones that haven't had a bust up yet. When are we going to see you two have a tantrum and start arguing?
wait.
Heads up, you won't, because our view is that you should like the person you're with and not want to smash them in the face. So we kind of think it's better.
Square in the face?
It's better to get on.
But we do. No, in a few weeks we're.
Yeah, you
we
do?
We might not with each other, but we might tackle some of the others, though.
Ooh.
Oh, gee.
Ooh, there's a teaser. I love that.
You've been very friendly and generous with your time, helping people set up their rooms. And I thought, look at these guys.
Aren't they generous?
You know, they got so much time on their hands.
Yeah, that BS comes to an end, believe me.
Now, the reason you've got time on your hands.
Well, you guys just seem to be so well prepared for this. I need to know, what is the secret to getting everything done so quickly?
Well, Rob, you're a chippy, you know, planning. Get your stuff there before you need to start and have it ready to go.
Thank you very much. I was suspicious that you might have been doing mood boards for 6 months before you started the show.
And you know the other secret too is don't change your plan halfway through. You know, when somebody starts and then they say they're chippy, oh, now I want it on the other side. It's like, what do you think they're going to do? It's going to take time.
Yeah. Now, there's a little bird has told me that I think it's Mitch. You're related to somebody that Rob has become quite friendly and fond of. It's the Edwards Family Butchery here on the Central Coast.
I was going to ask about that because that's my brother's shop.
Yes.
Yeah. Your nephews are two of the finest young men I've come across.
Luke and Max.
Yeah, Luke.
Luke and Max. Oh, my God, I was going to say, do you know that shop? Isn't that funny?
Rob loves it. He buys all of his sausages there. He's trying to convince me to go and make sausages there, which I'm not keen on, but he goes there, every other day he's there?
Well, every time I need meat.
Yes.
Best sausages, actually. And our family have got a long history of being known for very good sausage.
Okay, that's the promo. We've just got our promo. Thank you very much.
That is great to know. And you guys are becoming well known for giving great room.
Yes.
So, you know, I hope that continues.
Now,
I do pride myself on giving really good rooms.
Yep.
And we want to continue that.
It's exciting to watch you guys. You've got amazing style. Now, tonight, the big hook is that there's a big secret. You're doing something sneaky. It's the first time it's been done in block history. And I would love you, because now we have this family connection with the Central Coast, to give us the exclusive, Mark and Mitch, the exclusive. Yeah. What is it? Give it to me now.
We are making the upstairs for the upstairs
the bowling alley.
Master bedroom. We're going to make it into an entertainment level, the whole top floor. It doesn't work the way it is. So the other guys have all gone down that path. Silly.
And no one sees it coming. They all walk in and go, what are you doing?
Oh, really?
Well, yeah. No one sees. I think Maddie walks in and goes, where are your wardrobes? It's like, well, we don't have any.
And by the time they pull their heads out, the proverbials, it's done.
You guys are sneaky. I love this.
So you don't just delete a bedroom, do you?
Yeah, we do. We delete a bedroom and we change the whole floor plan, actually. The whole floor plan, we mixed up.
But then the rest of the house has to change. So from here on, it's all different. We do something that's different.
Wow, I'm excited. This is fabulous. Cannot wait to see this.
Take your own advice, boys. Stay the course. Don't change plans and just push through.
Push through.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
And I've got some music for you to go out to now because it was a feature on last night's episode.
can we do a shout out also to my brother Mark and the boys and his wife Jo and my dad who lives up in Ship Island and Lisa, a crazy friend who's a martini drinker up there.
Fantastic. Hello. You know what? Come and visit us, please. Come into the studio and we'll make martinis for you.
Should we come up there so often? We
love the Sunny Coast.
Well, come up to the Sunny Coast and make sure you pop into 2GO and say hi. We'd love to have you.
Thank you.
Oh, great to see Mark and Mitch. Watch them tonight on NBN Channel 9 on The Block.